little peace and quiet out here. Just get it together, Alex. This party is almost over. You can go home, crawl into bed, watch TV, and just be away from all of this bullshit. Oh, God. Oh my God, you scared me. You didn't hear anything I said, did you? No, I was just talking to myself, but it's... whatever, it doesn't matter. What are you doing creeping around out here? Oh, you needed a break from that party, too? Yeah, I've had a bad day. Sorry, but since when did you care? Oh, I mean, you know, we've only been at each other's throats for the last 4 years. You know, I kind of consider you my rival, I guess, or maybe nemesis is a better word for it. Yeah, well, you are. I mean, come on, we're always vying for the top spot in every class. Always battling it out for who's gonna come out on top. Even though it, naturally is almost always me. Yeah, well, fine. If you really want to know, just... my ex just came in. Yeah, she just arrived. She's with someone else, and I don't want to be around that, so... I came out here to be alone, and, yeah. I ran straight into you. Actually, you nearly gave me a heart attack, so, yeah, thanks for that. You wanna know how I'm doing? Why do you wanna know? It's not like you care. Oh, you do. You care. Aw, that's sweet. I don't believe you, but that's sweet. Well, fine, since you asked, and it's only slightly more helpful to talk to an actual human being as opposed to a brick wall, I'll tell you, I'm not doing well. It's awful seeing her and just having to... not being able to look at her, talk to her without feeling all of this. Look, whatever, I don't want to talk about it, okay? Yeah, so stop asking. Well, that shut you up real quick, didn't it? You know, you're really good at doing what you're told, aren't you? In class, with those so-called friends of yours. One might start to think you kind of like being pushed around, don't you? You like being told what to do? Wow. I was kidding, but you have this blush, this look on your face right now, like I just struck a nerve. Huh, and what is that about? Are you, are you getting flustered? Huh, well this is a side of you I've never seen before. Come here, I want to get a closer look at you. Oh, now you don't want to do what you're told. Okay. Well, I'm sure you won't mind then if I just, walk you back a few steps and, you're backed up against a wall. I've never been this close to you before. Kind of gives me a new perspective. Your cheeks really are red. You're blushing, and it's really entertaining. I wonder if you would do everything I tell you to. Did I just discover a little secret about you? Are you... Are you really submissive? I think you are. The way you're staring at the ground. Look at you, you can barely look at me. Oh my god, you are enjoying this, aren't you? Okay then. Let's take it a step further, shall we? Put your hands above your head. Mm-hmm, just like that. Hold them there. My own little toy to play with, huh? Wow. And, I have a feeling you probably don't want anyone to know about this side of you, huh? This little submissive streak that you have? It'd be a shame if I just, you know, told everyone in school about how submissive you are. How much you like being taken control of. Yeah? I'm having too much fun with this. You know, this is really helping me. This is really cheering me up, so thanks for that. No. Let's see. I want to get another reaction out of you. What would happen if I slid my hands under your top and slid them up your back? Is that a shiver? Oh, you know what? I just remembered. You're really ticklish, aren't you? Yeah, I remember that about you, so if I just drag my nails across your back, is that... Oh, you're really cute when you're squirming around. You know, you could just tell me to stop. Well, of course, I'm not a monster. If you say stop, of course I'll stop. But it really seems like you want me to keep going. It kind of seems like you want me to drag my nails up and down your back. Yeah, that's what you want, isn't it? Hey, have you thought about the fact that anyone could come out here right now and see what we're doing? I mean, listen, it's a risk for me too. I don't want to be caught dead this close to you, my longtime enemy. And I'm sure you feel the same way, right? I mean, come on, you've got friends inside. You don't want them to see you like this, do you? Well, that would be pretty funny if they did. All right, I've got another idea. I just love how embarrassed you look right now. It's actually really amusing to me. I think I want to embarrass you a little bit more. Or at least just keep telling you what to do. I don't know if that's something you know about me or not, but I really like being obeyed. I like getting my way. And I like being surrounded by people who feel the opposite. People who want to obey. People who want to do what they're told. It pleases me so much, so... Maybe this is a new turning point for us. Maybe we should spend more time together. All right, you can put your hands down now. Sit. Yes, in that chair there. Where else? Sit. Go. Don't make me tell you again. Very good. I want you to put your hands on the armrests there. And don't move. And I just want to see your face when I do this. Crawling into your lap. What? You make a good seat. And honestly, I mean, come on. It's like I've said. We know who's the smarter one, the more accomplished one out of the two of us. It only makes sense that I use you as a chair, right? And to take it a step further, why don't I put my arms around your neck? What do you think about that? Having me so close? But you're not allowed to touch me. There's that blush that I'm really growing to love so much. It's adorable. And it's making me wonder, do you have a little crush on me? Oh. Cat's got your tongue. Let me ask you again, and this time I want you to answer me. Do you have a crush on me? Was that the smallest of nods you just gave me? You, of all people, you. I bet you've had a crush on me for a long time, haven't you? Ever since you and I started butting heads in class. Ever since we started battling it out for the top spot. You know that I'm gonna be the valedictorian, don't you? Yeah, that's right. And you will be my salutatorian. I'm sorry, that's just the way it's gonna be. Hey, it's okay. Listen, I respect you. You're way smarter than, pretty much all of those people in that party in there. But you're not smarter than me. But you make a great rival. And I appreciate all of our challenges that we've gone through together over the last 4 years. You have. You've challenged me. You've made me better. So thank you. And you know what? I think you deserve a little thanks for that. What do you think? Yeah? You think so? Close your eyes. A little kiss for you, because that's all you deserve. Alright, I better get off of you here and make my way back inside. I unfortunately need to go glare at my ex for a little bit. But hey, thanks for making me feel better. Anytime you, want to make me feel good? Oh, you know where to find me. See you later, loser.